Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
melody. Rabbi Zidni Ilme, Rabbi Zidni Ilme, that Rabbi Zidni Ilme, and we're having our meeting today, so we have to keep it a little quiet. Thank you. Rabbi Zidni Ilme, it says, Yasalunaka ani alfal, anan alfalo, anfali. Kul alfalu lillahi wa rasuli. فَأَتَقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُّؤْمِنِينَ. Since they ask you concerning the things or the things taken as spoils of war, say such spoils are at the disposal of Allah and His Messenger. So fear Allah. That means have faith in Allah. That means hold Allah in the proper regard, serious regard, and keep straight your relations between yourselves. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you do indeed believe. And the reason we're reading these verses, let me do the next one and then we'll talk about it a little bit. It says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ ذُكِرَ اللَّهَ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And it's saying for believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, when Allah is even mentioned, feel a tremor in their hearts. And they hear His signs. When they hear His signs rehearsed, find themselves or find their faith strengthened and put all their trust in their Lord. So our religion is Allah's love. We are very, very serious about our religion. When we get around some of the other groups, we get around maybe the Caucasian people, the white people, and we straighten all up and we get ourselves all together and we feel a subconscious regard or respect for them because of how we've been trained to think that the white or light people, light-skinned people, are superior. And we have a great respect for their knowledge. We have a great respect for their abilities, skills, and whatnot. But we don't have as much for ourselves because we think we're nothing. And when I say we, I'm talking as an African-American, but I also have to get people to understand that anybody who's not of the European people or the Caucasian people, all of them have some sort of inferiority complex. It's a syndrome. It's like a hypnotism, you know. So we think that everything that is from the European world or the European knowledge or the European realm, we think that everything is beautiful. They show you their toes on the TV, and we're supposed to think that they're superior toes, you know. They show you their hair, their eyes, you know, how they talk, how they speak. And the next thing you know, before you even realize it, unfortunately, many people are copying that. And you'll see somebody that talks a language that you hardly can understand at all. When he tries to learn English, he'll try to sound like the Europeans or the Caucasians. And I'm not talking race when I say this. I'm talking about the manipulation of the human mind, which Almighty God created us, and He created us properly. He created us right, and He gave us all our skills and our colors and our traits and our abilities. And this is verified in the Quran. It says, "Siddat Allah, wa ma nasnu min Allahi siddat." In other words, it's saying that Allah is the one who gave you your shape. He's the one who gave you your identity. And it translates siddat Allah. Siddat translates many times into baptism or colors. And we have to understand that anything we possess, any natural thing we possess, we get it from the Creator. And so we have to value what we are, who we are, and the best of ourselves. We have to value that. We have to value that like we do. Thank you. We have to value what we possess as much as or more than what somebody else has, because you can't use somebody else's gifts or skills or life your heart is not beating for them, although unfortunately many people wish they was. They want to be a clone. But your heart is not beating for them. Your heart beats for you. So whatever Allah gave you, you have to value it. You take it into possession and you use it properly, and you try to be as grateful to Allah, to the Creator, as you can, as grateful to Allah, to the Creator as you can. And it says that in the Quran, it said, believers are those who, when Allah is even mentioned, feel a tremor in their hearts. And that is, maybe you don't feel a tremor. This is a translation into English. But you feel something. You feel something that's better and different from what you may have felt just before. It says that, and some of the translators I've read, I see that some of them are translated as into effect. Some say tremor, some say thrill, some say effect. You feel a goodness, something wonderful happening. And this says, if you're a believer, and when they hear the signs rehearsed, when they hear the signs of Allah rehearsed, they find their faith strengthened. When, you know, you might be a little down. You go get the Quran and you read it. Even if you don't have a Quran, you just read something in the Bible. If you're a person of truth, you'll recognize some truth. Allah says in the Quran that believers recognize truth. And so when you see something that's talking about, you read something that's talking about the Creator, it'll make you feel better, even if you didn't read it right directly out of the Quran, if you didn't read it out of the Quran. So it says they find their faith strengthened, all their trust in their Lord. Why wouldn't you put trust in the Creator of the heavens and the earth when everything that man makes that we'd be putting so much trust in, it sits on the earth that Allah made, and the earth was here before man's contraptions and inventions. So we should always be grateful to Allah. And one of the reasons Allah says we fall into ruin, or we have to be punished, or we have to get our attention redirected into something good from something crazy, is because we are not grateful for what Allah blesses us with. And brothers and sisters, we don't have to say a lot today, because what we're talking about is very powerful. This society comes from a people who used to go to the forest and set trees on fire, and they worship the trees. And they morphed or sneakily manipulated the true religion into, and the truth of a religion that it was during their period that Christ Jesus was teaching. The Romans and the people of Rome in Europe, they manipulated truth until now the people who say that they're Christians are following a pagan ritual, which is tree burning. And some people say, well, you know, and what person would bring the most flammable tree in the world in their house? And in the old days, they didn't have lights. They had candles, you know. Imagine the number of house fires they had then with no sophisticated fire department like now. But even when the idea of burning the trees and fire worship and fire rituals are so strong that even though they don't set the tree on fire anymore, they still put the lights there to suggest that the tree is on fire. Put electric lights to suggest that the tree is on fire. And some people say, well, I don't get the green trees, so it can't catch fire. Yeah, okay. Would you go get a metal tree or what they call it, one made of plastic or some other material? Because you just can't get, unfortunately, some people just can't get the concept of being fire worshipers out of their mind because they're so powerful and strong in this particular society. So brothers and sisters, what are we told as Muslims? Don't be too much into tearing down their false gods and their idols, because they may, in their ignorance, make fun of what we believe in. What we believe in is the real reality. So if they make fun of the real reality, they're causing a sin and they're causing a disturbance to your heart, your feelings, and they're making a sin on themselves by criticizing what's really real, and they're not getting a chance to learn it. So we're told to be kind to them and to be patient with them and try to teach them and show them the benefits of being a Muslim, show them the benefits of al-Islam, and try to show them the benefits of and comparing of truth against falsehood. Allah said in the Holy Quran that falsehood is not like truth. It says falsehood and truth are not alike. I believe the expression in the Quran or the words in the Quran, the truth in the Quran is la tastawi. They are not equal. They are not equal. Allah says they are not equal. So we as Muslims are told to bow sincerely to Allah and be kind to people who don't believe in Allah, but invite them, call them to the faith. Call them to the faith. And Allah says, call them to the faith and believe in the faith. Call them as we are ordered to. We're commanded to call people to reality and back to their real mind. Our father Adam, peace be upon him, who all people on the earth are related to, we're calling them back. We're calling people back to the religion of our father Adam. Adam didn't worship trees. There were trees all over the place when Adam, during Adam's time. Every kind of food, all kinds of fruits and all kinds of natural things. But Adam worshiped only Allah. Adam was the first one to be taught by Allah and to have the revelation brought to him, taught Adam Allah's own words. That is the truth. And every messenger was taught that there's only one creator and bow down to him sincerely and join no partners with the creator. The worst sin that anyone in the creation and anyone on earth in the creation could ever make is to join partners with Allah. That's the only sin Allah said he will not forgive. But he will even forgive that one if you sincerely ask for, if you sincerely repent, if you ask for forgiveness and turn back to him. Allah says if you will walk to him, he will run to you. And he said he has forgiveness bigger than any sin on the earth. He said if you had sin as big as the earth, he has forgiveness greater than that. So we're going to read just a little bit more. And I hope everybody's able to follow what we're talking about today. Allah says the believers are those who الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ صَلَاتَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That the believers are those who establish regular prayers and spend freely out of the gifts we have given them for sustenance. Brothers and sisters, I mentioned about the people who work in the hospital. You just cannot imagine how Allah has put you together. There's a group of cells in various parts of your body. If that group of cells was not there, you would not be counted as a person who's, you would be considered defective. You would be considered that you have some kind of a malady, some kind of a deformation, you some kind of a problem. The doctors would tell you that. So that shows you that Allah has dealt with every single thing. And put every single thing in order for us to have a great life and to be able to be thankful for the gifts that he has given us. What a great gift. I'm an older person, and I know what it is to be unhealthy or have your health damaged. You can't buy your health. Health is worth more than money. There's no amount of money. There's billionaires who are begging not to die or begging not to be stricken with what disease or ailment they have. But their billions of dollars does not help them. Allah says that the believers are those who establish regular prayer, spend freely out of the gifts that Allah has given them for sustenance. The next verse says, "Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqan lahum darajatun inda rabbihim wa maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem." It says that such in truth are the believers. In other words, you're grateful to Allah, you're a believer. It says such in truth are the believers. They have grades of dignity with their Lord and forgiveness and generous sustenance. Can you imagine that? That Allah, the more we believe in Allah and Allah tells us to learn the Quran, Because he says the more you learn the Quran, the closer you will be brought to him. The closer you are to him. And the farther Shaitan will be away from you. When he hears you reading the Quran, the Shaitan goes past that house, runs past that house. On the day of judgment, all those who believed in the Quran and studied the Quran and recited the Quran and shared the Quran and lived the Quran, the guidance that the Quran brings us, you'll be pulled closer, brought closer to Allah, to his own person. And Allah says you'll have grades of dignity based on your performance. You'll have grades of dignity with your Lord and forgiveness, generous sustenance. This society is so immersed and drenched in crime and sin and corruption. People are actually fearing for their lives, running for their lives on a daily basis in this society. Doesn't matter if you got a lot of money or a little money. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. You see, it doesn't matter if you're young and old. They got grade school students dying on the school campus because of drugs being smuggled in. That means I seek refuge of Allah against Satan. And when you hear or think about or feel any suggestion from the devil coming to you, Allah tells you to say what I just said. A'udhu wa inna yazaganaka minash shaitani nazgun fasta is billah. Whenever a suggestion from the evil one, when you become aware of a suggestion from the evil one, seek refuge with Allah. Truly, he sees and hears everything. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, the Jummah Khutbah talk is two parts, two-part talk, two-part prayer. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that just means that we seek refuge with Allah, we seek his forgiveness, his help, and we ask Allah's protection and blessings be upon Muhammad and his family, and he is the best of all of the messengers. Out of all of the messengers that Allah ever sent, the best human beings in the world, Muhammad is the best of them. He's called Khair Mursaleen, the best of the messengers. And peace be upon all of the his family and all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. What we're talking about on Friday, and what we're thinking about on Friday, we feel so good every Friday. You wake up and you just say, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm going to make fajr, but I feel good already because I know today is the day of the Salatul Jummah, the prayer and the talk. And Allah tells us to announce and to pronounce, to announce his religion to the world, and to keep it close to ourselves, and to ask Allah for forgiveness for our sins, and to seek refuge with Allah against the evils that's going on and that people are saturated with today. People are saturated with it. You can't trust the leaders because you find that they're lying. You find them scheming. You find them caught in all kinds of craziness. And you hear what some of the things they think when the mic is on and nobody's around, but it gets picked up by the mic and the news people spread it all over the place, and you get to hear how they really think. I mean, they're human beings, but some of them are rotten human beings. Some of them are backstabbing human beings. Some of them say they'll guide you, and they want the money. Yeah, they want the money, the big house, the car, whatever. They want that. They say they'll guide you, but actually they're among the misguiders, the people who don't care if you survive or not. They just want to get paid. They're liars. They're among the people, and they can be psychologists. They can be scientists. They can be teachers, judges, political people, media people, teachers. But you'll find them lying to the people and misguiding the people and not wanting to the people to prosper. They want to keep their foot on your neck, and they got forces. They know how to train the police. They have forces that they have mistrained. And they won't weed out evil ones. They won't weed out evil. They won't show the people the value of our citizens. And so you find that the same bad, rotten-hearted politicians and judges and senators and different ones, and allow that filth to go into the police forces and the military, and that's why you find even people that you think would be your protector not doing any of that at all. But Allah tells the believers, the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews and any of them that believe in Allah in the last day, he tells them to stand up against falsehood. Stand up against Satan. Stand up against Satan. And some people say, might say, well, why are you saluting and showing respect for the Christians and the Jews? That's what we're supposed to do. We're following the guidance of Allah. It's in the Quran. Allah says any of them who believe in Allah in the last day, they'll have a heaven. They'll be forgiven. They'll get help if they truly believe. But the Muslims are told what? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. That you Muslims are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind. Inviting to what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's what Muslims do. That's who we are. And we're very serious. And I remember the days of Malcolm X, Malcolm Shabazz, when he would go someplace, I mean, there might be 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 soldiers there. If you didn't act right, they'll throw you right out that door. It might throw you off the roof. You know, but, you know, we try to be a little calmer now. We're not in the days of Anwar Muhammad anymore. And he's not to blame for that. But what it was to blame for our vigor and our fervor and our strength and our willingness to sacrifice, even our lives, what made us so strong, what made us so powerful was our faith, our belief, our willingness to suffer for what we believed in. We still believe like that, even if it's only a few of us. Yeah, we're not afraid of this world. We're not scared of the devil. We're not scared. Bullets can't do nothing but shoot your body into your body, but they cannot kill your faith. You're the only one that can control your faith. And Allah tells you how to get your faith stronger and stronger and stronger by praying to him. First, believing in him. Believing in Allah, making your prayer, giving in charity. Charity burns up sins. Believing in Allah. Of making your prayers. We pray 5 times a day, giving in charity. We give to charity. Charity burns up the sin. Charity makes you a more humble and a more intelligent person. It makes you a more a feeling. You have better feelings for others. Look at how this society don't have no feelings for nobody no more. Get on the TV and actually talk about it, and the radio or whatever, and talk about people's skin color. Be arrogant against you. But what are they doing? They're trying to get men to become women, trying to get women to become men. They applaud that. That's Satan. That's the devil. Nothing but the devil. So we as Muslims, we keep everything Allah tells us to do. Make our prayers, give in charity. First, like I said, we keep faith, iman Allah. We make our prayers, we give in charity. We fast in the month of Ramadan so we get strong. In 1 month, any bad habits, little bad habits you got, you can change your whole behavior in 1 month if you'll be sincere and practice. Do what you're supposed to perform, what you're supposed to do. And that month of Ramadan, and what we fast during the month of Ramadan, we ask Allah to guide us and strengthen us. And we read the whole Holy Quran so we'll have straight direction on how we're supposed to behave as a human being. We're not following the world to tell us to be a dope dealer. We're not following the world to tell us to be a rapist, a thief. Home invader. Home invasion and robbery. Right now, they just announced on the TV today they arrested about 100 people that's involved in robbing and busting the windows out the stores and snatching jewelry. And people that's running up on you and shooting you for your jewelry. Let's show you how low some people have got. Their mind is like, they're like a rat. You know, a rat gets his neck broken in a trap because that he can't resist that cheese. He can't resist that apple, so that peanut butter. So he get his neck broke trying to do something that if he really understood what he was doing, he wouldn't do it. So brothers and sisters, let us be faithful to Allah and let us believe in Allah. Let us make our 5 prayers. Let us give in charity. Let us fast during the month of Ramadan and show appreciation for the guidance, the revelation of the Holy Quran that Allah has given us, the guidance that he shows. Everything in this book is the truth, and if you just read 1 letter of this book, you get blessed with 10 blessings. And to visit the Kaaba once in a lifetime, if the journey is affordable, we go over to Arabia. and we go around the house of Allah saying, here I am, my Lord, here I am, here we are for you. We're dedicating our lives to you, to your service. We promise, that's the word I was looking for, we promise to do the best we can in fulfilling all of what you've asked us to do that you have written in the Holy Quran and in the guidance of the model that you gave Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We promise. And when we make a mistake, we fall down humbly asking for your forgiveness. And when we get up from our prayers, we confront ourselves and we are determined. We make a determination in ourselves that we're going to do better than we did before. We're going to stop doing the things that are bringing us down, because Allah told us in that verse I was saying earlier, he promised that to guide us, and he said that we are the best guided people on the earth, and we are benefiting others who listen to what we've been blessed with. I want to thank everybody for attending the Jumu'ah, whether you're here or on the radio today, and we want to keep striving hard to be Muslims. And the promise of Allah is true, says it right in the Quran. The promise of Allah is true. If you just do the best you can, stay away from sinfulness and crimes and just keep faith in Allah, you will be delivered. You will, if you look around with your Islamic eyes, if you look around, you'll see how much stronger. If you listen with your ears, you will hear how much more sense you have than the average person around you. You're not running through your life every day cussing and clowning and looking for reasons to hate on people and disrespect people and act a fool. The Islamic mind is the best mind on the planet among any society. I don't care where you go on the earth. You come in contact with a Muslim. I'm talking about the average Muslim, and you will be successful. You'll see how intelligent they are, how clean they are. They watch more than us. They pray more than us. They talk right. Their language is the best language on the planet, language of intelligence and sensibility and respect. Brothers and sisters, just keep believing in Allah. Keep yourself clean. Keep yourself honest. Follow the model that we received in Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is called Uswatun Hasanatun, the best. He's got the best character anyone that ever walked the earth. I'm talking about better character than Moses, Jesus, Abraham, even better character than our father, Adam. And why do we say that? Because he is the one that proved that after all this time and all these billions and billions and billions of people that have come through time as children of Adam, that there's one who can lead you right back to the same blessed character that Adam had, as though Almighty God is speaking directly to you. That's the blessing that Adam had. Alhamdulillah. We have this book, brothers and sisters. Let us do this. We're going to close with a salute. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu salawalayhi salimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Indeed, Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives, give us women, and children that will be a blessing to our eyes, that will be a light in our heart, in our eyes and heart. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. And that means, our Lord, forgive us our sins or anything we may have done that trespassed our duty. Stand our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against the faith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim alayhi Ibrahim min Ibrahim al-Majid. Allahumma barik alayhi Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad kama barakta alayhi Ibrahim alayhi Ibrahim til alamin innaka Majid. That means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family. And family means following. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Akbar salat. I think that's what that means, stand for prayer. So we have the muezzin, the caller to prayer, who announced the stand for prayer that we stand in. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. We ask Allah's blessings and mercy be upon those who are ill and get them well and return to their family back on their feet in their jobs, career. And we ask Allah to have mercy upon those who return to him, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise. And we ask Allah will bless all of us to be steadfast and courageous during these testing times in this society and around the world. I was reading in the paper where they say that the criminals in Mexico are now consorting with the European criminals to see how much drugs they can get over into Europe now. And I said, we just don't seem to have any more leaders that will stick their neck out, no more champions, no more people who will confront these people who think that they're warmongers. Over the last, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, we had people who were really, really, really good people, solid citizens. But they would give the devil's hell, the criminals called hell. And I salute the Jewish people who tracked down the criminals that they were confronted with. And they would go so far as to go to foreign countries and kidnap them and take them back to Israel or Germany and make sure that those war criminals that they were dealing with were actually hung by the neck. And if we don't have forces and world power to do that kind of thing, we definitely need to spread the word that the criminals are bold and they're bolder and they're actually, like I mentioned in the talk, how they're going to the schools now. Thank you so much. I'm good on. How they're going to the schools now and actually feeding drugs to the schools, and children are dying on the school campus instead of learning. Well, brothers and sisters, let us be strong, and you can see with your own eyes and ears, like I said during the talk, how what we believe is fit to make the world a better place, and it's worth and fit for others who don't know what we know to follow us and respect what we believe in. So with that, we're going to, again, thank you for joining us in our Jumu'ah. And we appreciate you. Keep up your prayers. Keep reading your Quran. And keep studying so that you can keep your daily life healthy. Alhamdulillah. Healthy and sane. Sane. Peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Some of you I know that are on the phone. I'm going to call you a little bit later, inshallah. And if you need a copy, I'll make sure you can either get a copy or hear it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.